obviously, thank you very much for coming.
No problem.
My pleasure. Out in Africa, obviously, I know you have a personal connection with the guides, but can you tell me where the idea for actually making the film came from?
It was when I saw the way that the guys were accepted in this village, where I was not expecting the tolerance level to be as high as it was, that I suddenly thought, well, maybe there's a contrast and compare thing that we can do between somebody who I know very well and also where his background came from and where he's ended up. So that was my aim with the show, but I'm not sure at this point in time whether I've actually just achieved that or not, because as things unraveled, I mean, certainly with the attack on Kyle, more and more things became more endemic to the story than just the level of tolerance between the two places. So what I was trying to do as well was to incorporate in on top of that a perception of modern-day South Africa that not a lot of people have. So.
And I suppose, is it difficult when you approach the guys, they are your friends and you're kind of this outside director then making a film about them, or did you try and make it into a very collaborative process so they always felt that they had a say, I suppose, in the final cut or in what was going to be portrayed about them?
Yes, I mean, obviously there were difficulties with Victor's family because, first of all, his brother is a member of the forces in the UK, and his father and his brother-in-law are also members of the police service of Northern Ireland. So there were issues. We had to be careful about how that worked. And also Victor's not out to his dad and still isn't, despite what, you know, went on in the film, at least not officially. So, I mean, there were things that we had to be careful with there. But because I knew the subject so well, I mean, I had unique access. And that, for me, was so valuable to have that access.
And the final cut, have the guys seen it? Are they happy with it? Have they suggested changes? Because you said it was very much still a work in progress.
And they've seen that. Yeah. And what I did was I managed to get that version to them, so it coincided with the first screening of the thing, which was at the festival in Dublin. So they saw it at the same time that it was being screened in Dublin in South Africa. And their reaction was 99% good. Both Victor and Grace, his sister, decided that they really didn't want the father involved. Even the picture of the parents was to be taken out. And I agreed with that because I'm close to the family and I still want to maintain a friendship with them. So that's coming out in the final cut. There will be talk about the father, but it won't be so bang on, you know. And I figured that the family deserves that little bit of extra protection.
And when you arrived over there yourself, were you'd obviously heard that the community were very accepting of Victor and Kyle, but were you surprised when you got there? You know, because as they said, in terms of their religious beliefs, they shouldn't be accepting, but they were. Were you surprised when you got there?
Yes, but the one thing that helped with that, they continue to surprise me all the time, because the other thing was that 7 people have come out of the closet in that town since Victor and Kyle arrived. So their influence on the local scene has caused that. But the other thing is that I was in a lucky position because I speak Dutch, which means that when it comes to Afrikaans, I can understand what they say. Now, we shot more interviews that will be put into the next version, which show more of the village life. And the what I did was that I asked them the questions in English but allowed them to answer in Afrikaans, which they're much more comfortable with because their knowledge of English isn't as good as... Well, it isn't high, to be perfectly honest, in a lot of cases. And they feel more comfortable speaking in their own language. So, and what came out of the woodwork with that was absolutely amazing.
Wow. Okay.
Really good.
And in terms of your connection with South Africa, we were chatting about it earlier before, you had shot a feature before there. And how did you get on with that? Is it somewhere that you enjoy going to shoot? Would you like to go back again? And do you feel like you have a connection with the place now?
I have a permanent residence visa now, an artistic visa, because of that film. We are in partnership with a company in Cape Town and another one in Joburg, and we are developing a slate of documentaries with them. So our next one is on giant African pouch rats that have been trained to sniff out landmines in Mozambique and Angola, and it's called Rats to the Rescue, and we're doing that with UNHCR and also with ETV in Cape Town. We're developing one at the moment which is about rabies eradication in the Serengeti in Tanzania, between Tanzania and Kenya. But it's all it's through our partners in Cape Town. So the Cape Town experience, or the feature film experience, opened the doors to Africa for me. So what I'm trying to do basically is work my way up. And Victor's story, because obviously he lived there, Victor's story became a natural starting point for me.
And do you foresee your entire career maybe moving that way, or do you always feel like you'll have a base or a home here as well?
I would like to be permanently based there. I'd like it to have permanently based here with coming back and forward, rather than permanently based here and going down there and back and forward. So, I mean, the more I see of Africa, the more I fall in love with the place. It's difficult. It's a completely different mindset. I mean, you drive out of South Africa into Mozambique, and I mean, we crossed the border, and we had a short border crossing. It only took 4 hours just to get across the border. But it's, you have to think in terms of, the bus doesn't go to a timetable. The bus leaves when the bus is full. And once you change your thinking onto that, everything seems to sort of make sense.
A lot easier.
It's a lot easier.
Great. Thanks, William.
Most welcome.